highlighting community resources that are designed specifically to support community wellness is an absolute favorite share on this podcast. Today, it is a privilege to highlight one such organization that is giving back to our community in a large way. Welcome to WonderCast, a community collaborative podcast supporting families navigating the complexities of chronic illness. WonderCast is brought to you by the generous sponsorship of Texas Oncology. Texas Oncology, more breakthroughs, more victories, experts in cancer care. Join us today as we visit with Vicki Parsons, the director of Ballet Austin's Butler Center for Dance and Fitness, and learn more about the wellness programs and community initiatives offered by Ballet Austin. This is Vicki.
My name is Vicki Parsons, and I'm the director of Ballet Austin's Butler Center for Dance and Fitness and Community and Wellness Programming at Ballet Austin. I have been in Austin a long time. I came here in 1974 to go to college, married a Texan, and I have found out that when you marry a Texan, you stay. So here I am. I have three grown children, two new grandbabies. I've been with Ballet Austin for about 27 years. Besides the art, I just love what we do for the community.
That's amazing. Did you dance growing up? Were you a dancer?
No, I was not a dancer. I'm mostly into recreation and sports. My daughter was a dancer, and that's how I got involved with Ballet Austin.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Well, what I might do is ask you to explain a little bit more about the work that you do with Ballet Austin, specifically with their Be Well initiative.
Yeah, I'm involved in developing programming at Ballet Austin that now offers recreational dance, fitness, and Pilates to over 10,000 adults annually. The Butler Center for Dance and Fitness was new to Ballet Austin when we moved downtown. Programming at Ballet Austin is recreational programming for adults primarily to get adults moving in dance, fitness, and Pilates. And we're now reaching over about 10,000 adults annually. And we also are involved in community and wellness programming. That's to fulfill the part of our mission that includes encouraging health and well-being. And that is mission impact programming in our community.
What is your favorite part of it? Do you just enjoy interacting with different people in the community, or are you more driven to the actual creating the initiatives?
Oh man, I love all of it. And I think the one thing I love most about this job is that it gives me so many different things to be involved with, but people moving in a variety of ways, and then people being able to experience the arts through our community programming that would otherwise not be able to. It all just brings me a great deal of joy. Being able to offer that kind of joy and respite from all that's going on in the world, it's therapeutic. And so I love it.
Now, during the pandemic, were you able to offer virtual classes, or were you able to still offer any sort of level of support for that?
Yeah. So I remember the day, March 16th, we shut down and closed our doors and basically had to cancel all of our performance programming at the Long Center. But within about 10 weeks, we pivoted, that's the famous word, the programming for adults and went totally virtual. And so actually it was a little quicker than that, about 8 weeks, began to offer classes online and really remain connected to our community through those virtual classes. I think that's what kept us alive, both mentally and physically through that time.
Really and truly, when you think about the number of people that were stuck at home and couldn't leave their homes, or those that could were having to heavily mask, maybe they were first responders or worked in healthcare. And this was a welcomed break, I'm sure, of just getting that recreation and that connectivity in a way that felt natural, even though it was through the computer, as natural as it could.
Yeah. And the one other thing we did a lot of during that time is return to the age old writing handwritten notes going through snail mail. And I think that just kept us engaged with our community as well. It was really important for us to not lose those relationships.
So do you want to take a minute and explain a little bit about Pink Pilates? I know that that was what originally connected us, and I love the entire program.
Yeah, I do too. And I never know whether to say that I'm excited to share that we reach hundreds of women, because that means those women are experiencing a journey through breast cancer or breast cancer recovery. And so I'm excited to be able to say that we can bring something into their lives that offers them healing. Pink Pilates is a post-operative workout for breast cancer survivors, and it offers a gentle, a careful way to venture back towards physical and emotional health. It's more than just an exercise class. Our Pink Pilates program offers a restorative workout so that they're able to heal some of the muscles and the lack of use of those muscles over a period of time. It also provides confidence building, a lot of encouragement and a lot of support in a warm and friendly environment, a non-hospital environment, which is a welcome part of this program to women who have been spending so much time in medical facilities. Thank you to Texas Oncology, who underwrites this programming. We're able to bring it to women at no cost. Because breast cancer and breast cancer treatments, as you know, take an enormous toll on women's bodies. So between the recovery from the surgeries, the muscle atrophy, the premature bone loss, and all those things that are happening to them physically, as well as the chemo, if they've been doing chemo and other treatments, it takes its toll mentally. And so Pilates does offer that restorative regimen in their lives in a very gentle way. And it's been proven to be not only therapeutic, but to work.
I will never forget the conversation that I had a few seasons back with Marty Smith, a treasured occupational therapist in our community. In our conversation, she discussed how movement is like medicine. When you move your body, you give your entire brain stimulus through your vestibular system, and that can regulate or help processing complex trauma and stress in your body. This is what Marty shares about your vestibular system.
The vestibular system is your sense of balance. The receptors are in your inner ear, are located in the inner ear area, and how you tip your head influences how your brain perceives how gravity is pulling on your body. So it's kind of your balance. It's how you kind of move through life. And so any type of movement, we usually think of as the vestibular sense. Depending on how you stimulate that sense, you can either kind of alert someone or you can calm them. And typically anything that is rhythmic and repetitive is going to be calming, can be very calming, as long as it's rhythmic and repetitive. And so you'll see when people get real excited, if they're getting ready to do an athletic event, and you see the swimmers, right? And they're jumping up and down and they're moving back and forth. And, you know, that's kind of their way to get their body calmed down and ready, because they've got a lot of nervous energy built up, because they should, right? They should have that nervous energy. They're getting ready to run a race and they want to be very fast, but they're keeping everything in check by being able to lean into that vestibular sense. The vestibular sense actually, it's one of our most regulatory senses, and the effects of the vestibular sense can last up to 6 hours. So if you stimulate that one, it's a big bang for your buck.
Movement increases circulation, increases bone density, brain functioning, endorphins. So aside from community, it is an incredible means to healing internally.
There's so much research right now that shows that the arts is healing. It's healing for people that don't have medical problems. But what we also do is provide free tickets to the women that are going through our breast cancer recovery program, our Pink Pilates program, to be able to go to our performances at the Long Center to see Ballet Austin on the stage.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, how soon into their treatment do women normally connect with Pink Pilates? Is it following surgery or when chemo is complete, or is it during that process?
Yes, all. We always tell women, please check with your medical provider. And not all women have surgery, and not all women go through chemo. And so we really work with them individually, especially if they've gone through surgery, then the Pilates is going to be much more therapeutic and restorative physically to them. But we tell them to check with their doctor. We see some women as soon as 3 or 4 weeks after beginning their treatment. We see women who are in chemo throughout the whole process of participating in our Pink Pilates program. And so one thing we say to them, if you don't feel well today, don't come. It's really fine. Come when you can. We're here for you when you can be here. So because we know the ups and downs of breast cancer recovery, breast cancer treatment, we want to be welcoming and offer this as a place of respite and encouragement.
I just think it's such a brilliant model of really engaging and supporting the community, especially community of people that are fighting such a unique and
in a very common form of cancer that so many of our women that are part of our Wonders and Worries programming do face. How did the idea come about?
Well, it wasn't, I can't claim the idea was mine. probably 10 years ago or so, my Pilates program director came to me and said, there is a training program in Houston to train Pilates instructors. They're already certified and know such a great deal about anatomy and therapeutic approaches. But there was a program in Houston that would train certified Pilates instructors to be able to provide therapeutic treatment to breast cancer survivors. And so we sent her to that training. She came back and she started with two or three women that I don't know how they found us who began to come. And over the years, just word of mouth. And then thanks to, again, Texas Oncology helping us get the word out, we began to see women become aware of our program. And it's just grown over the years beyond just the physical. It also has grown to be a community. These women support each other, take meals to each other when they're not feeling well. It's just really wonderful.
Now, how often do you have those classes for our listeners that might be thinking of engaging or looking at this as a possibility? Is it just during the days or is it offered on weekends or evenings as well?
Yes. So during weekdays, currently on Friday mornings and also on Saturdays, and we offer it as a workshop. So it's usually anywhere from a 6 to 10 week workshop that does have a beginning and an ending date. But women can join at any time, and it is at no cost. It's free to them. And so if they're able to join at the beginning of the workshop, great. But if not, we welcome them as long as there's space available in an ongoing workshop. And then we just repeat it. A workshop ends, we start another one. Workshop ends, we start another one. And we welcome the women to remain with us as long as they need to.
That's incredible. How would they go about, do they go through their oncology office or can they just call, who do they contact?
Connect? So they can either just call us. If they go to our website, there's a tab that says Pilates with a drop down. And in that menu, it says Pink Pilates. Click on that. It's going to give you all the information about our Pink Pilates program as well as the upcoming workshops.
For someone listening that may think, I've never taken dance, I am very unconditioned right now because of what my body is going through. What advice do you have for them about considering joining up?
The Pink Pilates program specifically?
Or any of the programming, but yes.
Come, just come. So everybody's in a different place in their wellness journey. Everybody has had hits along the road, setbacks along the road. So whether you're returning after a long period of time, whether you have never really moved your body much at all physically, or you're just wanting to make a change in how you're moving, that's why we're here. We are not a professional training program. The Butler Center for Dance and Fitness is for you. That's what I would say to them. And we offer everything from absolute beginning sessions to more advanced ways to move their body. And like Pink Pilates, we have other things like active aging programming, so other things that are sort of niche. I encourage people, just come try it. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. But we hope to show you that we are a place of community and that we offer a memorable experience that offers a lot of variety.
I would love to share. I know we kind of touched a little bit on your Be Well initiatives, but would love to have you share a little bit more since that is such a passion project that you've been really spearheading.
Yeah, Be Well is another one of Ballet Austin's community impact programs. It really has several strategies attached to it. So Ballet Austin's mission is to involve and strengthen our community through the creation and the experience of dance and the encouragement of health and well-being. So when people ask, why is a professional ballet company doing Pink Pilates or active aging workouts or Be Well initiatives, we say because the encouragement part of health and well-being applies to really any area of life. So Be Well was founded on the belief that as we eat, move, and live well, we will ultimately be well. So our Be Well focus on providing inspiration, resources is related to food, fitness, healthy living, and just the encouraging part to our community for them to be well. And we offer free health and wellness talks to groups, businesses, corporations, organizations in our community. And we go out and speak to any organization that would have us at no cost. And We have a monthly newsletter that goes out with focuses on some Be Well topics for that particular month. We offer a recipe of the week every single week. We have web pages for Eat, Move, and Live Well. It's just so many things about Be Well that I don't have the time to go into it all. But Jean-Paul Sartre wrote that everything has been figured out except how to live. And I think that really, when I heard that quote for the first time for me, it was, yeah, we all struggle with how we should live, and we compare ourselves to other people and other people's circumstances and wellness journeys as well. And so for me, our Be Well strategies are really to help people look at their own bodies, their own mental and physical health and social health and environmental health and everything that's going on in their lives, and how can they figure out how to live well. And so we hope to just provide a variety of resources for that.
That's amazing. So it's an individual approach to a collective mission, essentially.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Now, for people that are looking to connect, maybe they don't feel like they're at a place for pink Pilates right now, or maybe they have heart disease or another illness that they are struggling with. Do you have any anecdotal or advice for them on how to go about connecting with people through movement?
I think that the first thing I would say is to find somebody who will encourage you to move your body, whether you're in a chair at home and you can just start moving slowly, or you can find somebody who can encourage you to get out of that chair at home and move in your living room, or finding somebody who will encourage you and also go with you as you take a walk around the block. So as you slowly progress through wherever you are in your journey, you're going to find what makes you happy in how you move. I remember a quote from Garfield the cat years and years ago. Half the people probably don't even know Garfield the cat. But there was a cartoon that said, "I might as well exercise. I'm in a bad mood anyway." And I think that that stigma has sort of been stuck on to the whole exercise programming. Exercise should be something that makes us feel good. So I don't like to use the word exercise. I use the word movement. So just find something that makes you feel good and find somebody to do it with who will also make you feel good and encourage you forward.
Absolutely. And I love the focus on movement. I think that and just changing your environment. I think of all the people back in the times of the pandemic, but now people going through treatment, many of them are isolated just to home, hospital, doctor's offices, but just getting outside, the restoration of getting that fresh air, getting that vitamin D, changing your surroundings, grounding yourself in nature. I feel like there's just so much research that shows how important that is.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we talk about through Be Well, is how important it is to experience just even going out onto a balcony or a patio, walking outside and breathing in that air can do a lot for our mental health. And so we don't have to go big. We just need to go. And I think that's probably what I encourage. Anecdotally, I will say that we have about 300 or 400 active adults who are in their 80s, 70s, 80s that are a part of our active aging programming. And what I've seen with them is that once you get started and you see that this is a no judgment zone, we're just wanting to encourage people to move, even if you've never moved in your life. I've seen so many of these active aging participants who just look forward to our classes every week. And so I think that happens with most people, not everyone, but just get started and get started where you are.
I love the concept of, especially with the illness groups, because that's specifically what I work with, but anybody building that community and having that other person that you see in a space outside of your treatment that then can really cross the boundaries into friendship. I love hearing how other members of your Pink Pilates group will bring check in on other members that aren't there that they probably wouldn't have even met had it not been for this type of programming.
I get a lot of calls that people are very hesitant, and the barrier is just walking in the front door and thinking this isn't a place for them. And the first thing I say is, our programming is for you. You're the exact person that we program for. So we're a place where an 80-year-old can come and tap dance for the first time, or a 45-year-old finds a way to become active for the first time, or someone who's experiencing recovery from a stroke or has Parkinson's disease or has breast cancer diagnosis can begin to move in ways that are going to be helpful to their body.
In terms of equipment, because I know for many of them that might be trying out something for the first time, they may not want to invest in all kinds of equipment. Is there a way for them to come without having, you know, a special mat or a certain type of outfit or tap shoes or anything? Is there a way for them to come experience it?
So if I speak specifically to the Pink Pilates programming, for example, we do, just for sanitary reasons, we ask everybody to bring their own mat or just a towel, bring a bath towel from home. We use resistance bands. If they have their own, they can bring it, but we have a plenty of resistance bands to be able to loan them for their workout here. We do encourage them to get their own because then they can continue this at home. We also will tell people for tap, for example, because tap shoes can be a little bit pricey, just come in your sneakers or any hard-soled shoe that you'd like to wear. So we want to remove all the barriers. So there's all kinds of excuses out there.
There are.
People are good at coming up with those excuses of why they can't do something. So we want to really fight those excuses by saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can. But wait, here's how you can. And so there's a lot of that conversation until somebody is finally willing to give it a try and see that we're really okay with that.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything else that you would like to share that maybe I didn't touch on or that you were just wanting to talk about? We can definitely do that.
You know, there's the most important thing that I want to convey always when I'm asked about it is that Ballet Austin is a professional ballet company. Professional dancers work here. In addition to that, the Butler Center for Dance and Fitness is not part of that professional track. We're not bringing in professionals to dance here and take classes. It is people, just everyday people, who are experiencing life, maybe even some bumps on the road in life, who have discovered that they would feel better if they move their body. And so make sure you don't ever forget that yes, we're a professional ballet company, but our mission that also includes encouraging health and well-being is primarily what our focus is. One small change at a time, one small day at a time, and keep moving forward.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. Please subscribe and continue to check back as our content is ever evolving. For questions or specific content-related requests, please send an email to podcast@wondersandworries.org.